From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour in Chile, where search and recovery efforts continue after Saturday's massive magnitude 8.8 earthquake. The death toll now stands at more than 700, and after an appeal from the country's president, the United Nations said today that it would expedite aid to the area's hardest hit.
Rescuers are still scrambling to find missing people in Concepcion, Chile's second-largest city. It was hard hit by the quake. Aid groups are struggling to get food distribution going. Police are trying to keep looting under control. Journalist Annie Murphy has been in and around the city of Concepcion, and she joins us now by telephone. Annie, we understand that you've been to a 15-story apartment building that had collapsed, where dozens are missing. What's the scene there?
The apartment building is very modern. It was recently constructed. It literally just toppled over on its side, and when it hit the ground, split in two. So you have these two pieces at these odd angles, and rescuers trying to get in there any way they can. They said they're using dogs, thermal cameras, machinery, everything. There are still over 50 people trapped inside.
Any rescues yet?
They've had, I think they said that there are five people. They're working in different teams, and the man I talked to said that he thought there'd been five so far, no one alive.
Food and water are very scarce in many places, and we're hearing continued reports now of looting. What have you seen there?
It's definitely increased today. I saw it in the morning, and right around lunchtime, it got more intense. People opened up a supermarket, went inside. I interviewed an older woman who was actually just very shaken up because she had had to get in there. She said she was scrambling on her stomach across the floor of the supermarket, pushing people so she could get diapers for her grandson. She had the diapers in her hand to show for it. But things are still pretty desperate in terms of food and water.
What's the situation with food distribution and also security?
In terms of food distribution, I've heard of a couple instances of businesses that had large supplies, cooking a communal meal and distributing it to people. There are also a lot of people in their own neighborhoods who are coming together to make, you know, collective meals out of everything they can put together. Other than that, I haven't seen any government outreach distributing food at this point. There is some water distribution. And security, there's more military arriving. They're in the streets. They're trying to stop the looting. There's quite a presence at this point.
Once the effort amplifies to get aid into the country, people will be looking to the port, and we understand that the port near Concepcion was badly damaged. Can you describe the scene there?
People there say that the sea entered about a kilometer in. When I went there, I saw mud and debris starting about a kilometer from the shore. It's just, you know, kind of a sea of mud, trash, shipping containers, fishing boats, nets, buoys, dead animals. It's a mess.
Have you heard anything from the people that you've talked to about the government response? Are they satisfied with what the government's doing there right now?
No, not at all. People are outraged. They feel abandoned. I think they just, you know, they just feel kind of undone right now. There's nowhere for them to go. There's no sort of agency that is looking out for them that they feel.
And there's a great concern, I guess, about the rains that might be coming.
People are concerned about the rain. It would make a very bad situation worse.
Annie Murphy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's journalist Annie Murphy. She spoke to us in Concepcion, Chile. That's one of the city's worst hit by the massive earthquake over the weekend.